On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
I really enjoyed time with John Fuller from Focus on the Family, and appreciate all that they do. If you missed the information, remember it's focusonthefamily.com, or you can call them toll-free, 1-800, the letter A, family, 1-800, the letter A, family. And hey, another reminder about, you know, if you have events that you or your organization are doing, we would love to hear from you. Just address your email to studio@klyt.fm. You can also go to our website at klyt.fm, and under events, you'll find a place to submit your event. So we'd love to hear from you. Focus on the Family, again, who we just had John Fuller co-host on, you will find on our website a link in the Action Center. This, well, I should say for a limited time. I'm not sure if it's just this month or shorter, but for a limited time, they are doing the Marriage Investment Initiative. They hope, well, it's Focus on the Family's Hope Restored. That's investing $1,000 toward group marriage intensives. Now, many couples, they want help, but hesitate because of financial concerns. And through Marriage Investment Initiative, Focus on the Family is helping to remove that financial barrier, really, so couples can take the next step toward healing. Because, you know, listen, your marriage is worth fighting for. Details we've put in the Action Center. You'll find it at klyt.fm. Another event I wanted to mention, no more availability to get into the event. However, Frank Turek is going to be at University of New Mexico tonight in the Kiva. That event, they're packed. They took pre-registration. They've got all the people that they can get into the event. But we would encourage you to pray. Pray for what's happening on the UNM campus tonight with Frank Turek. Now, if you're missing it, I can't say for sure, but, you know, this whole tour he's been doing from, you know, college to universities and Q&A, he's been posting on his site at Cross Examined. You may look for it there. And since we are airing Frank Turek on Saturdays, wouldn't surprise me, depending on the length of it, if we post that on Saturday to air during Bible School of the Year. No promises, because I haven't seen it yet. But just be aware of that. And if nothing else, tonight, right now even, pray for the event with Impact UNM, the local ministry that brought Frank, or sponsoring the event in the Kiva on the UNM campus today. So, so thankful for the work that they're doing on the University of New Mexico campus and reaching out to the students there with the gospel of Jesus. Someone else who's doing that is Mike Gomez and his team from U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. Mike's in studio. Mike, thanks for taking the time.
Always fun to be here, Steve.
Love hanging out with you. And man, you guys have been busy. We always let people know the work that you're doing for it's typically men and women that are impacted by addiction, but there's other things that may apply to the help that they can get at U-Turn for Christ. Any life-dominating sin, most or a lot of life-dominating sins, and the care and healing that's provided through the love and the time and the resources of U-Turn for Christ in Mexico. For those not familiar, is there anything else you'd add to that?
Well, I mean, we just love to serve the community and see the light of Jesus shine and watch as God restores families and brings new people to know him and into his family.
Yeah, and part of the way you do that is through events like an upcoming motorcycle fundraiser. We mentioned this last month when you were on, but it's coming to a head.
Yeah, Saturday.
You guys, now I'm guessing a motorcycle was donated or custom built for you guys?
Yeah. Every so often we have different supporters who would like to help us, and they will donate something like a motorcycle or a piece of equipment or something. And it really helps us, get the program fully funded and get community involvement. So a lot of people, would like to win this, motorcycle that we have. So that's not too hard to raise the funds that way, but it's a lot of fun too. And, motorcycle riders, they have a community and they have, there's rules and riding and everything together. So, it's really neat. You get to come together. And we're excited about this Saturday. We're going to have...
It's this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday, May 9th.
Days away. It's starting at 9 a.m. Up at what used to be Calvary Chapel East.
Yeah.
You told me it's got a new name.
Yeah, it's Calvary Chapel Duke City. So there's a new pastor there. His name's Mike Nassie. And God's doing a great, great work there.
Does Mike ride bikes?
Yeah, he does. He's going to be joining us. He was pretty excited about being able to host it, starting it off. And
yeah.
I think the church there and churches and people everywhere are going to be.
What do you ride? What do you ride, Mike?
I got a Harley.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a little Ultra Glide kind of. It's a pretty nice bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I be Uncle Steve?
Yeah.
Do you wear a helmet?
I do, yeah. You know what? My wife doesn't let me ride without it. I got too many people counting on me.
Listen,
right?
if you're hearing that and you're like, Ryman, come on. Listen, I love you, and I want the best for you, and the best hopefully is wearing a helmet. Other friends I know that are on bikes, they hear it from me regularly, and I'm so pleased to see when they're wearing helmet and protective gear. But it's going to start at 9 o'clock at is it Calvary Duke City?
Yeah, Calvary Duke City.
Which, the old Blue Cross Blue Shield building up near their Indian School and Tramway starts at 9 o'clock. And then it'll be, the ride will pretty much stay in the city. If I remember correctly, it's going to be kind of Tramway and then down to I-25. If you're going north on Tramway, it turns and hits I-25, south on I-25. And come back around to San Mateo, up San Mateo to U-Turn for Christ, which we've said many times, right? It's right across the street from Cliffs Amusement Park, where you'll find the thrift store and the Well Coffee House. I'm going to guess, what's that going to be about?
Close to 11.
Okay.
So the registration starts at 9. Hopefully kickstands up at 10. The ride's not going to take too long. It's going to be in town, but a kind of a scenic ride.
Yeah.
And hopefully around 11 o'clock we show up. There will be food available for lunch. And the people who participate in the bike run will have their food included.
Okay.
So that's going to be a neat thing. And then 11 o'clock, or not 11, 1. Is when we're going to start the bike raffle.
Okay.
And we're going to stream it live on the Facebook.
So. Let me get people where they can sign up. Go to the letter U, uturnforchristnewmexico.org. On the top of that homepage, there's over on the right side of the page is what you call a hamburger, three lines. Click on that, and it'll open up a menu of different things associated with U-Turn for Christ in Mexico, including the Well Coffee that I mentioned earlier. But at the bottom of that list is 2026 Motorcycle Fundraiser and Bike Run. If you click on that, it'll take you to where you can find a couple of links. Below the couple of paragraphs that talk about the event, you'll see entry to the bike run. You can click that hyperlink and fill out your entry and do what you need to do there. And if you want to find out more about it's not just a motorcycle, it's chopper.
Yeah, it's a beautiful build, custom chopper.
Yeah, I mean, for those old enough to remember Easy Rider or CC Rider, it's an old chopper, kind of, what do they call them, the monkey?
Ape hanger bars. Yeah,
ape hanger bars.
Yeah, it's a show winning bike.
Yeah.
So there's on the link there, you can watch a video.
Now, listen,
you've
kind of said how many tickets you'd like to sell. And the truth is, even if you sell all the, it'd be great if you could sell more than that. Even if you sold all the tickets you hoped to sell, really the value of this bike is higher than that. Each one of those tickets that you purchase for the raffle, of course, go towards the ministry at U-Turn for Christ, which, again, we mentioned the programs set up for the men and women, and there's much more that they do. As a matter of fact, we're up against a break. Mike, can you stay with us?
Sure.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more in detail about the various ministries available through U-Turn for Christ New Mexico and how you can participate and be supportive of their efforts here in our community. We'll get back to that with Mike right after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, we're right in the midst of a conversation with Mike Gomez. He oversees the ministry at U-Turn for Christ New Mexico on San Mateo in Albuquerque, right across from Cliffs. We talked about this Saturday, May 9th, 9 a.m., is the beginning of the motorcycle fundraiser and bike run. Left off a couple of things. We mentioned the website, uturnforchristnewmexico.org. You can click on the hamburger icon on the top right of the page, and then it'll bring a list. Go to 2026 Motorcycle Fundraiser and Bike Run. And then when you're on that page, I mentioned already, you can do your entry for the bike run. Please do that in advance. If you don't do it in advance, you can show up on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at Calvary Duke City, up near Indian School and Tramway, and register that morning for the run. Now, on that same page where you can click on the link, you can watch the video about the chopper. And here's what I didn't mention, okay? There's only 250 tickets available for this raffle. They're cutting it off there. And that's what I was saying earlier. Even if they sell all 250, which they're only, about halfway through, Mike?
Yeah.
They still need a lot of those tickets bought. But even if they sold all of them, amount of money they'll raise will still be less than really what is probably the value of this chopper. So you can register at the event, but might be better if you get online, make everything quicker for Saturday morning if you go online and get it done sooner than later. And then after the ride ends up at U-Turn for Christ on San Mateo, lots of things happening that day, Mike.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of cool motorcycles.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of, motorcycle showing and hanging out. I think one of the things that you can miss out on one of these is you have a great time of fellowship.
Yeah.
CMA, Triple Cross Riders are going to be there.
All right, CMA, Triple Cross Riders. What is that?
So it's a Christian motorcycle ministry, and they're nationwide, different chapters. So the local chapter here, they're invited. They're going to set up a tent and pray with people. They do a bike blessing. They pray for your riding season. And so it's just one of those kind of cool fellowship things that can happen. My brother, he's going to bring there's some cool cars that are going to be there too.
Any off the top of your head you know
57
of?
57 Bel Air custom done.
Nice. Hard top?
It's a hard top, but it's got a 6.0 motor in it, Chevy.
Six with liter.
The blower in it. I mean, this thing is just one of the most incredible cars.
What is that, a 454 or a 396?
It's a little bit less than that, okay. But it's probably somewhere in the 400s.
396 was another big block Chevy. I don't know if they were making 396. Well, and actually, it's not a stock engine that came in a Bel Air for sure.
No, it's fuel injected. It's fully custom.
All right, now all the ladies are like, all right, guys, move on.
Yeah. See, we get excited about these kind of things, but You know what? This life in Christ is.
Listen, there's ladies. There's ladies that dig that too.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But if you're one of those ladies that are like, move on, your husband needs to know about it.
You know, that brings up a good point. During that day, some of the ladies that are in the same plaza at the coffee shop and the thrift store, they have beauty services, and they're going to be offering specials that day too. So it's a Mother's Day kind of a special that they'll have.
Right, pre-Mother's Day, Saturday.
So I think there'll be plenty of stuff that ladies would be interested in if that stuff doesn't interest you.
So you mentioned a barbecue when we were off the air. Is someone barbecuing or?
Yeah, we are.
So I want to know who's standing over the grill.
You know what? The way we do it is we do it Hawaiian style.
Yeah.
So we get all of the purchased meat product.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, season it, and this is how we've done it for years. And a lot of New Mexicans are familiar with the matanza.
Yeah,
and it's the easiest and best way to cook a lot of that stuff all at once. So you have fruits and all sorts of stuff, and you know, cook it all at once. So it's actually they're starting tonight, and they're gonna roast it for I think like 24 hours.
Oh, you're talking tender meat.
Oh yeah.
You're doing a slow roast smoke. Yeah,
slow roast.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it's going to be...
You get my attention, Mike.
You know, we've done this and we perfected it.
Yeah.
And it's a great, great time.
Hey, you know, anytime you break bread with people, it's a great way to get to know them. Bring someone out that needs to hear the gospel to this event on Saturday at U-Turn for Christ across... from Cliffs Amusement Park on San Mateo. Some of the other people that are going to be there, you mentioned CDC.
Yeah, Conviction Ministry. So they're a discipleship a college. They offer a college to men who are coming out of prison or who are coming out of being in detention.
Yeah,
and they offer a one-year Bible college program. So those guys we invited them out. They're going to hopefully have their table set up, different ministries, and there's still room for a couple of more that we'd like to see.
If you have a ministry you think would be very synergistic with the whole motorcycle and U-Turn for Christ, or you know, whatever ministry that you're looking for people to be aware of, reach out. You mentioned Steel Bridge is going to be now. Steel Bridge and Next Steps, that'll both be there, do a lot of similar things to the ministry you guys do.
Yeah, they do, the same. They've been around quite a long time. It used to be the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Yeah, and Steel Bridge was. And next,
I know that they've been invited, and Pastor Todd, Next Steps, they're invited. A lot of the people around town.
Next Steps we've had on this show, these are people who've been through a program similar to what U-Turn for Christ offers, and it's the next step to independent living clean.
Yeah.
And they do fantastic work, of course, all Bible-based. And you can find out more. Really, the easiest way to find out is just come out to the event. It's going to be, and it's a good-sized parking lot. So what I would say, though, is carpool with people, because there's only so much. It's a good-sized lot. But you really help out if you could carpool, because between the motorcycles and cars and showing up.
The event space where we have a band coming, worship. These guys are great. They're wonderful guys who just want to serve, but they sound great too.
Yeah, and food's available, by the way, at a cost.
Yeah.
And the proceeds go to U-Turn for Christ. But come on an empty stomach so you can do a little support. Will the thrift store and the Well Coffee be open?
Yeah, they'll all be fully open, and they're doing different stuff that day. One of the cool things that we could talk about this, Steve.
We got about a minute, but let's do it.
Is part of the mission is going on a mission, and so we're trying to take a couple of guys from the ministry, the program there, myself and even my daughter. She's raising her own money to go to the Philippines on a mission trip. So we're going to do some of that stuff there, and they have their own way of working through that and raising funds. But, man, it's just so awesome to see how the Lord has changed lives, and we have those opportunities, and we're just, asking the Lord, bless that day if you can. Pray for us for that day.
It's 2026 Motorcycle Fundraiser and Bike Run, and If you're going to be on the bike run, you got to be at Calvary Duke City up near Indian School and Tramway by 9 o'clock. 11 o'clock is when the activity starts at U-Turn for Christ across from Cliffs. Details at U-TurnForChristNewMexico.org. On the menu, click, and then when the drop-down, click on the motorcycle fundraiser info. Mike, thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.